Well, hello there, my little sweepies, my little love muffins from all around the big blue world. This is your hostess, Miss Tiffany Morgan, coming to you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the home of limestone and the home to me, Miss Tiffany Morgan, drag queen gardener extraordinaire here in Canada. I'm taking over the world, or at least Canada for now. I'm taking over Canada, drag queen gardener. That's right. Sweepies, and you are listening to C4C 101.9 FM, also my podcast, Breakfast with Tiffany. What do we talk about during this this little diatribe? It's a diatribe. It's just like a little, like, what's going on sort of thing. I do have a special today, though. I do have a recorded interview with Rowena Wade, the Queen of Wheat herself. The Queen of Wheat herself was here in Sweet Pea Studios. Oh, hello. I have viewers, active viewers right now. They're chatting with me. Hello, Sweet Pea. Hello. Let's just quickly chat that, you know, it's the summertime. There's lots of things happening. There's a lot of gardening things. Next week, I'm going to do a little walkthrough chat about the garden sort of thing. But this week, it's mostly all about drag. I don't know if if you want to see some gardening stuff, go check out my Instagrams, my social medias and stuff. I think it's on my YouTube channel, too. Oh, by the way, I have 100 subscribers on my YouTube. 100 subscribers! Oh, my God. That used to mean something 15 years ago. If you had 100 subscribers, you get to personalize something. I can't remember what it was, but now it means nothing. But I have 100. It's a personal achievement. It's a personal achievement. there's lots going on. There's been lots of events going on. But actually, I'm going to now chime in for my interview with Rowena Wade, because we do talk about a lot of events in that. So please welcome to the program, Rowena Wade. Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Miss Tiffany Morgan, and
Rowena Wade.
Rowena Wade, you are so famous.
I don't know what you're talking about, girl. I am just a local drag performer.
Just a local drag performer that you can find the likeness on every can of the Queen of Wheat all across the province of Ontario.
True. This is true. All across province of Ontario. And, hopefully more places soon. Fingers crossed. I mean, I heard rumors that it might be international at some point. So you never know. You never know.
Wait, what?
Actually, though.
So Rowena Way is in Sweet Pea Studios with me right now because
physically here.
I
did not consent to poking.
I
only consent to stroking.
And this is for radio, by the way, so we have to be careful with some of the language.
I didn't say anything inappropriate.
No, I know you didn't. I'm just saying.
She's warning me that we're not doing our podcast right now, essentially.
Well, because we just finished recording What's the Maple Tea, which is our fabulous little podcast.
In fact, it's our live broadcast podcast where we talk about everything RuPaul's Drag Race, Canada's Drag Race, and Kingston Drag.
And we just finished recording for that, so I'm just kind of like on a little bit of a high. Plus, I just had a really, really strong coffee as well. But we talked about two episodes of Drag Race All-Star 7 and the first episode of Canada's Drag Race Season 3.
Are you on that?
Yes.
Go watch Tiffany Morgan on Canada's Drag Race Season 3 on Crave.
And was it last week I had Hillary Yes, who's on Camp Wanakiki?
She is on Camp Wanakiki.
Yeah, is it the third or fourth season?
Fourth season.
Like, it's insane. Why aren't you... Actually, someone asked me this question. I'm going to ask you now on my program here, Breakfast with Tiffany. So, why aren't you on Canada's Drag Race already?
I am putting it down to... One, not being ready the first two seasons. Definitely, I was not prepared. My drag wasn't. I personally would not have been prepared. Season 3, this current season, I probably could have been ready for, but they moved the application deadline up a month.
Oh, that's true.
I had to rush to finish a video and submit it, and it was not a great video, and I'm putting it up to that. But you know what? They've seen my audition 3 times. And if there is a fourth season, it is my goal to be on it because I think that I have been working hard. I think that my profile is out there and they should know who I am. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do you think it's because you have less than 400,000 followers on TikTok? Do you think that's
it's definitely because of my TikTok followers, yes. I'm going to work on that. Thank you for telling me, yes.
Well, no, I'm just going to throw it out there. Maybe people should follow you on the TikTok.
Follow me on the TikTok. I mean, I'm not very aggressively posting, so it's really not a big commitment because you won't see my face very often.
Or at least follow you on the Instagrams, because I sometimes end up on your grams.
You do. You end up on my grams sometimes. You're a very important contributor to my Instagram.
I'm a content contributor.
Content creator.
Arena ways. All right, let's stop boosting your profile. Let's start boosting my profile, Sean.
Yes, yes. So we're on your show right now, not mine.
Exactly, on my program. This is called Breakfast with Tiffany. With me, Tiffany Morgan. Hard questions now, hard questions. Rowena, so I'm... August is just around the corner. So we did Pride Month, you did a little bit more Pride Month than I did, than Pride Month. Did you feel, the exhaustion as I did in July? July's been, a recoup month.
I didn't feel so much exhaustion from drag. I feel very invigorated when I'm doing drag. I find that my energy levels go up. I'm really excited. I was just exhausted of thinking about Pride, which I have had a break from until literally today or tomorrow. Tomorrow is my first meeting since the festival took place. So
today or tomorrow. She
it depends on when this airs. I don't know when this airs.
She couldn't remember when she had the meeting.
No. It is tomorrow from when this is airing. Yes. No, tomorrow from the day that we're recording. Yesterday from the day that it's airing.
Okay, I may be breaking Rowena's brain right now. Don't worry about it. It's tomorrow. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
What are you going to be talking about then? Are you going to be patting each other on the back and being like, it was a great festival. It was a great festival.
No, my goal is to get next year planned now.
Good goal. So are you looking for volunteers or something?
We are always looking for volunteers. See, now I'm not talking as Rowena. Now I'm talking as my other self. we're always looking for volunteers. We don't have a lot of volunteer roles at the moment, but if someone wants to be involved with the board or one of the committees, that is it's a major role, but it is a role. So if you want to be majorly involved with Pride in Kingston, please reach out to admin@kingstonpride.ca.
So one of the committees, before I left the Pride organization here in Kingston, one of the new committees was a committee to find board members, really.
Yes,
right?
We have a nominations committee.
A nominations committee. And I'm really, I'm going to say it out loud, I'm tempted on, volunteering for that.
Wonderful.
But don't
hold you to
don't
it.
Don't hold me to it right now. Don't hold me to it right now. Because I think you'd have to kind of, you want to wait till the summer's over because no one's going to want to meet during
and it is very August. Difficult to get meetings off the ground, which is why I'm trying to get things for next year rolling right now so that things are already in place before we have to start thinking about the AGM and before we have to start thinking about training new board members and things like that.
Yeah, and you may be international with your beer soon anyway, so yeah, that's going to be a lot of... Wait, you're actually going to be international? What's going on? So you went from provincial to international suddenly?
Well, I mean, we can't go across Canada because of Canadian liquor laws.
But you can go into the States where liquor laws are free.
Different. Where liquor laws are different.
Where else internationally? Are people who are listening right now to Breakfast with Tiffany in, say, the UK, are they going to find a Queen of Wheat beer?
I don't know. The world is our oyster. The world is our alcoholic.
There we go.
Yes.
Shipped to Australia.
But so August is coming
up. Yeah. So I did dangle something in front of Rowena Way. I'm like, we'll talk about your upcoming programs. You have upcoming shows in August.
I do. I am bringing another fantastic star from the wonderful TV show Canada's Drag Race to Kingston, Ontario for your viewing pleasure. And she is the one and only Stephanie Prince.
Woo! Stephanie Prince!
Yes, from my drag starting place, my drag home, Alberta.
Oh, she's from Alberta?
She's from Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, awesome. Not from Edmonton.
Not from Edmonton. No, there has not been an Edmonton competitor on Drag Race yet. As far as I know, maybe I'll be the first.
Oh, I thought Chaos was from Edmonton.
Nope, she's from Calgary.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Anyway. I'll be the first.
You'll be the first one from Edmonton.
I will be representing Kingston and Edmonton. How does that work? No one knows.
No one knows, but it seems like every contestant on Canada's Drag Race is like, well, I'm originally from blah, 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 but I'm representing Montreal.
It's usually Toronto, though.
I'm originally from Mumbai, but now I'm representing Toronto. Bombay for the win. And so Stephanie Prince coming to Kingston. So when is that? That is Friday?
That is Friday, August 19th. And that show is at 8 p.m. There's a meet and greet if you want to meet her starting at 7 p.m. And it's all ages. So if you feel comfortable bringing your children to a drag show where there may or may not be swearing, you can bring your kids. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them on my website, rowenaway.com, or you can go to many other sources in order to find them, like my Facebook or Instagram.
Or you can go to dragshow.ca.
Dragshow.ca. Nope, that doesn't work.
Can't do that. Can't do that on the radio. There we go. So dragshow.ca. We definitely have the listings on there, too. If you happen to be listening to this in the capital, Canada's capital.
Canada's capital.
We're also in...
Yes, Ottawa, Thursday, August 18th, we're doing a drag show and viewing party, so you can get tickets to that as well.
There is a viewing party part to it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that part, because I'm also in the program, by the way. Both programs, right, Rowena?
Both programs.
Right, both programs. I'm in both programs. Yes. So I'll be in Ottawa on the 18th. I'm looking forward to that.
That's going
to
be fun.
You know, it's really sad that I'm like, I don't do vacations for myself. I'm like, book business... time away. That's my vacation.
It's gonna be a nice vacation. You get a hotel, it's gonna be great.
I'm gonna be sharing it with you.
That is correct. Yes, talks
in their sleep, apparently. I got all the stories.
I do talk in my sleep. Yes,
as long as you don't start going and, like, you know, killing Tiffany in your sleep, it's all good.
I have not done that yet.
Yet, she said yet. Oh my gosh. I'm really looking forward to that. You have other shows as well, so...
I do. So I have my monthly open stage drag show, which is an opportunity for new, upcoming, or veteran drag performers to come out and perform. That's at the Grad Club the first Wednesday of the month. So this month, that will be August 3rd. I have an open mic drag show on Friday, August 5th at Spearhead Brewing Company. So that is an open mic night. So if you're a singer or a musician, you can come out and perform, and you don't have to be in drag for that. I will just be hosting it.
Yeah. You just have to put up with the drag queen.
You have to put up with the drag queen. Yes. Yeah. It's okay. I'm a nice person in real life. I put on a front, though, on stage.
The queen of segues.
The queen of segues. I'm called the Segway Queen now.
Oh my god.
The Segway Queen. I'm going to have to make some, like, a t-shirt with a picture of me on a broken down Segway.
What is a broken down Segway?
It's wheel doesn't work. It only goes in circles.
Oh my god.
I would
totally you.
We need to find a Segway somewhere in Kingston and just have me do a video of me going around in circles on a Segway.
You'll get at least 100K followers.
Right? A drag queen on a Segway?
Yeah.
It'll happen. August 12th, we're at Daft Brewing Company. That's Friday, August 12th. And we have a show featuring you, Tiffany Morgan.
Me, Tiffany Morgan.
And we're bringing in special guest Hilary Yass to perform. Yass.
She was just on my program here the last couple of weeks.
Yes. She's a new Canadian TV icon.
She's representing Canada on Camp Wanakiki. You can find Camp Wanakiki on Out TV. And yeah, she's the first Canadian on that program. And we need to support the Canadians.
Support, you know? Canadians.
Yeah, don't be like, you know, because she was talking. Because do you get this, Rowena? Do you get this that in Canadian culture sort of thing that people are like, oh, well, she's too big for her britches. We need to knock her down a little bit or something like that. Do you notice that at all?
I do. It's kind of like that eat the rich kind of thing, but about fame.
But about fame, yeah.
But about fame. Really, we need to tax the rich and not the famous.
Exactly. Give me the tax credit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, it's okay to be supportive of, you know, someone who's doing really, really well. Like, you know.
You should be supportive.
Yeah.
Support people's successes. Promote people's successes. Don't bring them down just because you're jealous.
There we go. There we go.
Hear that, Tiffany? Don't bring me down just because you're jealous.
I just want to see my face on a wine bottle or spirits bottle.
I thought you said vodka or moonshine.
Well, hey, that's spirits.
Okay.
They may even
cause you. I have promised her that if I ever get offered a vodka or moonshine partnership, I don't know how I'd get a moonshine partnership, but we'll just let it go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I will refer them to Tiffany.
Refer them to me. Because you have your face on a beer can. I need my face on a...
On a spirit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, cheap plastic bottle, you know, something that can be easily tossed into the gutters after the end of a festival. I want to see my face on a bottle in a gutter.
Heard it here. Tiffany Morgan, cheap gutter plastic.
Exactly. That's what I want.
Yeah.
But definitely recyclable.
Recyclable.
Definitely save the planet.
Hashtags. Biodegradable even.
Let's just be honest. This body's not biodegradable. This body's not biodegrading.
It's just falling apart.
We can rebuild her. All right. The listening audience are probably just rolling around in their car seats right now.
But then, of course, I have my other monthly show here in Kingston, which is Bingo. I'm not going to say what it's actually called.
Bingo.
At Daft Brewing on the last Thursday of the month. So that is August.
Here, I'll get the calendar out.
25th. August 25th this coming month. And that's at Daft Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to be listening to this in Prince Edward County, I have my monthly show at Adega on the 27th of August. So go to Adega Wine Bar.
You just hold on to that because, you know.
Because you're going to try and steal it from me?
I may want to try to steal.
I mean, you could just come join me.
I did an amazing... Well, yeah, we could just join each other. But I did an amazing one-woman show. I'm still getting praise for it. I'm like, I need to do more one-woman shows.
You do? I just did a one-woman show at Harper's this past
Let's not
Thursday.
Talk about that, because this is Breakfast with Tiffany, not Breakfast with Rowena, so...
But no. I'm the special guest.
But... No, I've been told you did a really great show at Harper's.
Yeah, they asked for me back the next day.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, how do I end this? So buy tickets to Stephanie Prince because, you know, if you're going to buy a ticket in August, buy a ticket to Stephanie Prince.
People are always asking me who the next drag queen that I'm bringing in to Kingston is. And the answer to that question is, I want to bring in everyone that you want me to, but if you don't come to the shows that are being offered, then I can't afford to bring anyone in. So that literally it is. So the ticket sales from one show just goes to hiring the next performer. That's how it works.
Yeah. And this is, you know, we're bringing in outers from out of town. And I say we, I mean really just Rowena, but sometimes do the royal we myself. Because if we can, you know, if that can be sold out, you know, that's really great because then that means you can bring in
someone even bigger. Yes. Exactly. Thank you so much for having me, Tiff.
Well, thank you, Rowena, for coming to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Miss Tiffany Morgan. And where can they find you again?
They can find me at my website, rowenaway.com. You can find me on all social media. ROWENAWHEY. That's Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook.
Those are the channels. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rowena Way, for being here in Sweet Pea Studios doing a little interview and talking about her upcoming shows, So, yeah, we still have more time. I'm like looking at the time here. I did get a comment, a personal comment that came in, and someone's like, Tiffany Morgan's doing a pre-recorded again. Oh, no, I'm not. This is totally not a pre-recorded. Well, unless you're listening to this on CFRC, and then it is, yes. But I record this live on my social medias, Wednesdays at noon. And so that you still got that feel of it's live, because anything can happen. You know, I may forget to bring the budgies from downstairs to upstairs, which I did forget. So you may hear a little chirp every now and again in the background. But that interview I did with Rowena when she was in the studio here, when we do our What's the Maple Tea podcast? What's the Maple Tea? Where we talk about Canada's Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, All Stars, all that kind of stuff. Fun times. But yeah, so again, my name is Miss Tiffany Morgan. You're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany. Yeah, let's talk about some of the... So we had Mimi Osa here on a previous episode, and she just finished her one-woman show, Off the Record. It was called Off the Record. It was Tuesday night, and I posted a couple of videos on my Instagram. trying to get them onto my YouTube as well as shorts. But yeah, it was so much fun. There was a huge crowd, a very supportive crowd. Her mom, her sister were there. It was great. And lots of support. And so thank you everyone for showing that support. And I'm glad I was there. It was funny because I arrived and I was so tired because it was like at the end of a business day. But for some reason by mid-record, because she reviews a record. By mid-record, I got a second wind, and it was kind of like drag show second wind, where you're like, oh, okay, energy, got to do this, got to do that. We had to calm down when we got home. We're like, calm down. So, yeah, she has another show coming up in August, so you really should go check that out. I'm now going to go through some of the upcoming shows that I have listed on dragshow.ca. That's dragshow.ca, your source for drag shows in and around Kingston. You should, go check that out. also, check out Tiffany.com because Tiffany.com has all the events that I'm doing. So then you can find out where I am. So I'm going to go through my website. I love how I've set up my website that it gives dragshow.ca, that it gives you a digest of all the upcoming shows, and that's exactly what's going on. So July 22nd, there's bingo at Carlo Estates out in the county. I know Rowena talked about it already. She may have also mentioned on July 27th, there's Drag Yourself to the Waterfront. That's in Napanee. More locally here in Kingston, Lilith Kane and the Kings at Stone City Ales. Lilith Kane, Fabulous Drag Queen, is bringing two Fabulous Drag Kings here, and it's going to be fun. You should really check that out, and that's at Stone City Ales. If you are inclined to travel to Cornwall, there's Let Freedom Ring benefit show on July 31st through Gender Illusions. That's Dynasty Star. Lulu Bell's going to be there. Katrina Knight, Miss Cleo. So Dynasty Star, legendary. Miss Cleo, legendary. Miss Cleo may be listening in right now. She is legendary. then there's in August, when we start getting into August, there's the open stage at the Grad Club. I've missed June's open stage drag show, but these open stage shows they're on Wednesdays at the Grad Club, first Wednesday of the month, so that's August 3rd, 8 p.m. start time. Yeah, so, you know, somehow I find the energy for those two, and they are so much fun. They are so much fun. It's difficult to find a seat, so you better arrive early sort of situation, and make sure you pay at the door. And that's only, like, $5 cash. That's really handy. Like, you know, and that does go towards the artist. It's definitely, like, a profit-sharing kind of thing. I like those kind of things. You know, you take on the risk of doing a show, and if you get bring out all the people, then yeah, it's good. There's an open mic hosted by Rowena Way. I think we talked about that already on August 5th at Spearhead, and that could be anyone doing artist stuff. But yeah, definitely, like, you know, if you want to do drag there, that works too. oh, where did my email go? Hillary Yes. I've had Hillary Yes here. So Hillary Yes, she is going to be on the next season of Camp Wanakiki on Out TV. She is a Kingston native. She's coming back for the Fringe Festival. The Fringe Festival, which starts August 5th. She's doing part-time everything. She's going to be doing, it's stand-up. It's like comedy, musical parody, featuring the campy, crass, and crude, and truly unhinged drag queen and part-time everything herself, Hillary Yes. So there's a few screenings of that. I think you can buy tickets now that I'm going to click on this, because I think you can buy tickets through the theater, the Grand Theater. Let me just double-check that, because I do want to, like, because there's going to be a few screenings of this. So, yeah. Yeah, at the Grand Theater, at the Kingston Grand Theater. And yeah, you can find tickets there. I didn't put a link up yet, but we'll do that. We'll do that. so we're in August. Drag in the Park, August 9th is Drag in the Park. That's a Tuesday, 7 p.m. That's going to be a free open show. However, donations are very welcome, and donations will be going to Trellis, HIV, and Community Care. So, yeah, feel free to, like, I'm sure there'll be lots of volunteers with big old buckets. Throw some money in there. Yeah, so, because that will be a great little fundraiser for Trellis. So, Drag in the Park, we've done this in a couple of years past. So, it's right behind the tourist office, right down in Confederation Basin. And the tourist office is the old train station. We perform on the back, kind of stone, sorry, not stone, concrete poured patio sort of thing. And everyone, you bring a chair, bring a blanket, sit down, find a nice comfortable spot, and enjoy the show. So far, it's, I did a call out already. I will be doing a bigger call out for drag artists to perform. So the lineup is yet to be determined. It's going to be, you know, it's fun. You know, you can bring the strollers, all that kind of stuff. The tourists stop and they're like, what's going on? I really do enjoy that time. So Drag in the Park, Are You Daft drag show, Stephanie Prince coming August 19th here to Kingston. But Sweet Peas, I've run out of time. So, I want to give you my love. Mwah. Bye-bye, Sweet Peas.